Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communication Journal.
Well, I was okay, Just. And then, of course, Spurs conceded at home to Bournemouth. And, you know, we've got my son-in-law is a Bournemouth fan, so pleased for him. But what an absolute disaster, you know, to lose at home to Bournemouth. Yeah. What's the world coming to? Goodness me.
Well, not the world. What is Spurs coming to? What is happening there?
Yeah.
I know what's going on. My son, I was playing football in the garden with him. And, I just told him to score. He said, oh, typical Spurs. But what I quite like there is that most fans, you know, remain loyal regardless of what rubbish you go through. And in fact, you know, they said, you know, a while back, I remember having Piers Morgan on Twitter ranting about Arsenal a couple of years back, how bad they were and disgusted, the worst they've ever been. And, well, they didn't do well yesterday. But, I mean, you know, they are top of the league, aren't they? So it's just a turnaround. You know, it's like stocks and shares. You know, if the fundamentals are there, eventually, you know, it'll come right, hopefully. The share price will rally, but you do have periods where the shares go down and down. And you think, oh, my word. But then, you know, they rally in the end, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, it would be nice to support a team that delivered consistent returns, you know, like a bellwether of the stock market, you know, pays a dividend every year and nice, steady performance. But no, you know, it's we seem to sort of sometimes get a result on what should be the difficult games and then lose what should be fairly straightforward wins. But, of course, nothing straightforward in the Premier League. But there we go.
Right. What companies are you talking about today, Al?
How dare you? How very dare you, sir? Okay. First company is More Acquisitions. TMOR is the epicode. And More Acquisitions. Ooh. Yeah. More Acquisitions was suspended last September. And it was it's suspended on the basis of acquiring a company called Megasteel Limited. And Megasteel are a steel broker. Great name. Very simple business principle. They broker steel, and very good at it they are too. So these shares were suspended at 0.9p. The consideration for the proposed acquisition will involve between 2.2 and 2.8 billion shares at a price of 2.25p. So those that held shares, well, it'll come back to market with a decent premium on that 0.9p. And also, you know, Megasteel themselves are you know, delivering some great numbers. 2021, they turned over 19.7 million. 20% gross profit, that's 3.2 million profit. 2022, they turned over 30 million with a 25.5% gross profit, which is 6.5 million quid. So this is a good, well-run company. It's been in business for many years. So I think there's not only an opportunity for some capital upside here when it comes back to market, but also, you know, one would think if they continue to generate profits steadily like that, the company could start paying a dividend fairly soon after. So it's I think the best companies on the stock market are ones with a really simple business model, and Mega Steel is a steel broker. It buys and sells steel. It's pretty simple, and they're very good at it. They sell all over the world, but they're predominantly in the UK, and I think this could be a really exciting opportunity when it comes back to market. Yeah. The company announced today, 17th of April, that preparations for the prospectus and admission of the shares are now well advanced, and they are currently undertaking an investor roadshow as part of the RTO. So, yeah, all systems go.
Whenever I hear roadshows, I always think of the old Radio 1 roadshows, you know, back in the day.
Yes.
Is it done in that sort of theme? Is it, you know, bits and pieces, trying to guess the music? But I noticed that, I've more acquisitions I've not heard of, but Rod McIlroy is executive director of that.
Yes, he is.
He's also executive chairman of Alien Metals. Okay.
That's it. So I think, you know, and also Nigel Roberts is the chief executive of Mega Steel. I've spoken to Nigel Roberts in the past, and a very nice chap. He was also involved years and years ago with Motley Fool, and which I found interesting. But he's a very clever chap, and they've got and basically he. The company, when you speak to Nigel, he just says, well, we're steel brokers. This is what we do. There's no flowering up. You can't sort of the business model is very straightforward. And I think that will become very apparent. But the numbers speak for themselves. You know, they turned over just under 20 million in 2021, and they turned over 30 million in 2022. So that's a growing company.
Yeah. But at this price, is it a steal?
Very good, very good, Jess. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that good.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you did. I'd be worried if you didn't. Okay, what's next, Al?
Right, this is another company that we spoke with recently, and I met the new CEO, and I think this is a great company. It's a company called TruSpine. They're listed on Aquis. The epic code is TSP.
Yeah, I had them when they first listed, I think. I had them in the podcast a while back, yeah.
Yep, that's it. Well, the new chief executive, I spoke to him. He's, you know, the team that were running the company up to the point that Lawrence took over had done very well, very little with the business. The company was. The actual technology behind the business was founded by a gentleman called Frank Bohm. And
Frank Bohm from TruSpine.
Yes.
That sort of fits, isn't it?
Frank Bohm, backbone. Yes, very good. See what you did there again. Okay. But the three primary devices, I think most people at some stage or another suffer from bad backs. I've got a semi-prolapse disc at the base of my spine from carrying around old motorcycle engines years ago, and you manage it. But obviously back problems can develop over time. So they have three primary products: Servi-Lock, which is a screw-free spinal stabilization system, minimizes the risk of vertebral artery injury, and it uses a system of bracketry to support the vertebrae in the spine, securing the anchors together to allow movement, but support the spine and allow the cartilages between to maintain shape, and also, of course, maintain the posture of the individual. They then have a laminoplasty system grasp, which part of the issue with backs is, of course, the compression of the spinal cord, and this is it's minimally invasive in application, and basically works along with the cervilock anchor to decrease the compression on the spine and free up the spinal cord, which is the result of if unattended can result in, of course, a complete shutdown of the legs, and the movement is restricted from then on. There's also the FasciLock system, which is another mechanical system that works on the lower lumbar regions or the lower vertebrae. All this can be seen on the website. If you go to truspine.org, truspine.org, go to spinal fixation devices. There's a page there which explains in detail each of the products. The company is currently worth very little indeed. It's got a market capitalization of just over 1 million, shares trading at 1p. They have been as high as 8 or 10p over the year. Lawrence Strauss, the new chief exec, has come in to complete the FDA 510 application to market and develop the products in the States. There has been some issues with the ownership of the IP. The company has taken a good look at the legal structure, and the company is the owner of the IP in relation to those three products I've just talked about: Cervilock, Grasp, and FasciLock. So it owns those, and is on the announcement from 5th of April, working towards making its FDA 510 application as soon as possible. At that point, the chairman, Martin Armstrong, resigned, and also the company dismissed a consultancy that it had been working with. So Lawrence Strauss has come in, new broom, swept clean, and we're going to be hearing more about the strategy from the company in the coming weeks. But I think this is a company with great products, and once it's restructured and it completes its FDA 510 application, I think will be worth an awful lot of money.
He didn't actually literally come in with a new broom, did he? Sweep up.
Well, he metaphorically speaking, he did.
Okay,
He's come in and he's and the chairman resigned. He said, well, when we spoke, he said that there was nothing happening. You know, they'd just not done anything. So going forward, I think he's
rumored.
Going. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, going forward, Lawrence is going to be working with a new team, and we'll be developing the strategy, which we're going to hear more of in the coming weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, there we are. Anything else, Al?
Yes, a further update today from ECR Minerals, which I think is worth a look, because ECR, frankly, the valuation is ridiculous at the moment. We've got a market capitalization of 6.5 million, the company has a raft of assets and projects across Australia at various stages of development, but it also owns two properties. One property, the Brewery Lane property at Springmount, is smack bang in the middle of the Creswick license area, and Creswick, of course, is north of Ballarat. Company announced this morning that it had the latest soil sampling results in, which were showing in the region there they've discovered but previous discoveries have always noted the proximity of arsenic to the presence of gold in the ground. And what they're finding is, with the soil sampling work, they're finding high traces and arsenic anomalies in the ground along with the gold. So very much bearing out the regional geology, and in particular that's very much in evidence at the Ballarat East mine, where obviously the Ballarat mine's been producing an awful lot of gold over the years, and so we're seeing a lot of evidence in this regard. But of course, a lot more than that. The company is currently drilling at Creswick at the moment, has its own Midas drill rig on site there. It also recently took delivery of a brand new drilling rig, so it's got a second drill rig, and that's going to be going up to Queensland. The company has the Longworth project, where it's recently announced discoveries of not only gold, but also lithium and niobium and tantalum. Also, the company has a project up in the very north of Queensland, the Hurricane project, which it's recently acquired, and a third project which was announced the other week, the Blue Mountain project, which was a project in which Panther Metals has an interest, and that's a share deal, and the company will be on the ground there and Hurricane later this year. So there's an awful lot going on in terms of work that's going to be undertaken this year, but in the near term we're looking forward to these crazy drill results and hoping that we can that the company can move this forward. But also, the company announced today the issue of a number of options to the group, and of course that's Andrew Haythorpe, the chief executive, has taken up a large bunch of options along with the rest of the board, and of course non-exec director Andrew Scott and technical director Adam Jones, along with the chairman.
Okay. Well, there we are, Al. What's your thoughts on gold? Do you like it?
Well, I think in the current climate, gold's a must-have, isn't it? It's got to be part of every portfolio, and I think there are, the gold bulls out there are saying that gold is going to motor on, even though we're at recent highs now. Gold bulls are saying it's going to motor on and just become it's a very tangible currency, isn't it? It's an asset that wherever you go in the world, if you've got gold to trade, you'll always have money, and gold has got a very strong value, and in times of uncertainty it's a safe haven asset, and yeah. we are in times of uncertainty,
yeah. And those sovereigns rings you have on every finger, Al, that's not real gold, is it, or is it real gold?
No, it's not my it's not my sovereign ring. It's my entire set of gold teeth.
Well, I remember when you had the gold teeth, you said, "We'll match my sovereign rings."
Yeah,
I think less is more, Al. But you said, "No, more is more, obviously."
So you went
for it. But there we are. You know, man of your own style there, and lovely stuff.
Well,
what you need now is gold hair. That's all you need.
Well, look at the DJ Goldie. I mean, he's sitting pretty now. Well, I was going to say he's laughing. with that big gold smile of his.
Yeah, you can see it. Must be a nightmare for his dentist now, working on that stuff. I suppose they just polish it with like a buffer. Are they like a car in polishing machine?
Just get a little piece of Duraglit and, you know, rub away. He doesn't need toothpaste. He just uses their Duraglit.
Yeah. And also, in his position, you know, I think we all fear getting mugged once in our life. But what you wouldn't want to be is mugged and then wake up, you know, from the experience having no teeth as well.
No.
Because that wouldn't be very good. Because it's bad enough to take your wallet, but taking your teeth, that wouldn't be very good at all.
Well, that's the thing. If you've got gold teeth, they're harder to extract, aren't they? But with my gold sovereigns on each hand, I guess they just save time, chop my hands off. But you know.
Yeah, but you know, when they have a scrap with you, Al, with the sovereigns, they won't stand a chance, fella, will they? So, that's why you wear them. Knuckle dusters are illegal, but sovereign rings aren't. So there's a fine loophole in the law there.
There is, yeah.
Marvellous stuff, Al. Thanks for that, and we'll speak to you next weeky.
Cheers, Just. Speak to you next weeky.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This podcast is sponsored by iQBAR. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.